Hey, this is Pastor Doug with a question. How do we know that God exists? Well, atheists say that they know that God doesn't exist. Agnostics claim that no one can know whether God exists or not. But the Bible asserts that God does exist and that everyone, atheists and agnostics included, actually know that He exists. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 17 to 20, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, and His divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they're without excuse." Well, according to that verse, God has revealed Himself to us and made Himself known, that is, His existence, in two ways. First of all, by the things that He's made. The stars in the sky, the cell under a microscope, the flower in the garden, and the hummingbird flying in front of it. All of them reveal that there's a powerful, intelligent Creator who made it all. I mean, no one passing over the St. Croix River from Minnesota onto Wisconsin side and seeing a sign that said, "Wisconsin welcomes you," would conclude that sign came about by some random act of nature over a long period of time. Everybody would know that the sign was put there by a person to convey a message. Well, in the same way, truth about God is conveyed through the things that He's made. Second thing, though, we know from that passage is that the information comes not only from the outside in, but it's also the case that the knowledge of God is already in us. That is, it's innate. The knowledge that God exists is pre-programmed, as it were, into our system when we're born. Now, by this, I don't mean that a four-year-old or a four-month-old could write a theology book. What I am arguing is that just as truly as a person knows that he or she exists, so they also know that God exists. Now, my favorite example of this is Helen Keller. If you're familiar with the story, Helen Keller was deaf and blind by the age of 19 months and not able to communicate except for in very rudimentary ways. Well, they hired a teacher to train her, I think it was Ann Sullivan, and she was trying to communicate different ideas to her, and finally she was able to communicate the concept of water, that the symbols that she was feeling, putting in her hand, was the equivalent of water. And of course that just opened up a whole world for her. Later on, Helen Keller was writing to one of her friends, and she mentioned that even in the time before she was able to communicate, she said she didn't have a name for him, but she knew that God was there. She was aware of His presence. Now, here's a question. How could she have known that, being deaf and blind, if that knowledge wasn't innate? You see, the problem is not that there's no evidence for the existence of God. The whole creation is evidence that there's a Creator. And it's not that He's not there and people don't know it, or that He is there and people don't know it. We all know it. The problem is that He's there, but fallen human beings wish that He wasn't there, so they try to drive Him out of their thoughts by suppressing the knowledge that they have of Him. I mean, this is done on a personal level. Every time you hear somebody say, "Hey, don't talk to me about your religion," or "Don't shove your religion down my throat." It's done on a societal level. For instance, when talk about God, specifically Christianity, is off limits in our schools. Now, there's rational arguments for the existence of God, which I think are valuable, but the truth is that we all already know that God exists. And you know that God exists. But knowing that, shouldn't you seek out the God who is your Creator? You know, if you seek for Him honestly and earnestly, He'll let you find Him. For God Himself says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 13, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart." If you're an unbeliever, I want to encourage you. The fact that you've come to this website shows that you have at least some interest. Keep searching. Keep searching until you find God, or better yet, He finds you.